So you are you interested in learning about Cortana Intelligence as well? You know, that's why you're here probably. So what I'll do is I'll talk through some of the scenarios for Cortana Intelligence and Power BI in the meantime. So I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Sanjay Soni. I'm Technical Product Marketing Manager for Power BI. And my passion is BI for 15 plus years. All, how many of you started your business intelligence stuff with analysis services? You know, remember OLAP 7.0? That's when I started. You know, I just love Microsoft BI, and then it has been quite an awesome journey to see where Power BI now is, isn't it? Fascinating. And you know, none of it goes away at all. I mean, whatever was done is all useful. The good news is we are displaying as I'm doing it, so I'll just prepare with you. I'm not disconnecting this anymore. So then in terms of the new things that we have done, we have, you know, we obviously have Cortana Intelligence, you know. So we have all this new machine learning and all the good stuff. So what I'll do is I'll start with some of those slides here. And then we'll go to the demo. I have lots of demos. I only want to show you like three slides, and rest of it will all be demos. So it'll take a few minutes more. So let's just do that real quick. And how many of you are using SQL Server 2016 yet? 2016 has this new analysis services now, which is super fast as well. So I really hope that you try this out. So let's do this. And here we are. This hopefully is the last screen I'm going to do to have, and then we'll get going. Okay. Let's just start. There we are. Cool. See business analytics in action using real-time with Power BI, SQL BI, and Cortana Intelligence all in 20 minutes, okay? So we'll finish by 1:05. So the thing is, how many of you have seen this slide before? This slide actually explains to you a couple of things. It's a very busy slide, so no worries. I'm just going to go at high level. If you think about this, the data is coming from, data used to come from ERP systems and all these structured places. Now data is coming from where? From social, you know, so the sensors, first of all, IoT sensors in action. And it's in real time. Some data is coming in real time. Some data is coming in, you know, a week ago, a day ago, what happened. Two types of data. One is real time. Other one is like from behind, from past. And other thing is the social analytics, Twitter accounts. You know, many of you have Twitter accounts, data is coming in. So how do we process all this, the big data, small data, medium-sized data, all in one? So if you think about this, let's talk about two types of data. One is cold path. I call this very simple. Other is hot path. What is hot path? Can anybody guess? Real time. There's a cold path, hot path. So let's say data is coming in from, you know, some of the stuff that happened last week, yeah? So then data goes through, basically through Azure Data Factory. It's totally fine. It's just, you know, hey. So Azure Data Factory, yeah, the first of all. How many of you used SSIS before? So think of SSIS to the power of X in the cloud, because it processes the unstructured data, semi-structured, you have workflows, your instrumentation, monitoring, everything using Azure Data Factory. That's your right there in the cloud. Data gets cataloged, gets through that, then goes through to the Azure Data Store, Data Lake. That's where your huge, all big data, the Hadoop side processing can happen. You have Microsoft SD inside, the Hadoop and Spark you can use. This is all cold path data, right? And you can do all this analytics, and then comes into the Power BI dashboard. That's one path, cold path. Again, data from a week ago goes to Azure Data Factory, Data Catalog, Data Lake, SD Insight gets processed by Hadoop, not in real time maybe, but then it goes through the Power BI or through one of these new mechanisms of this all intelligent, you know, bots. How many of you are attending Data Science Summit? I know, Chris, you are. But Data Science Summit, you have all these newer things, bot framework, cognitive services stuff. Then the more fascinating scenario is hot path. Hot path is? Real time it is. And since you answered, I have a transformer pen for you. See, I have some giveaways as well, if you answer. Show some excitement, energy, good stuff. So then what happens is, let's say you are on social analytics, Twitter right now, yeah? You tweet something. Then tweet goes through from there to Event Hub. Gets processed in real time. It's like a fire hose, right? From Twitter goes in there. Then it gets processed through Azure Stream Analytics. One of my favorite other products besides Power BI stuff is Azure Stream Analytics. Gets processed in real time. And then from there, it goes into Power BI dashboard and goes through that. And of course, you know, machine learning comes into play as well. So machine learning gets into play because, you know, as you are tweeting or something, you know, sentiment may get calculated, and then that's how it goes through. Okay, so that's your hot and cold path. I mean, I'm explaining to you a big concept in like 2 minutes. You know what, without further delay, without the next slide, how about we have some fun with this demo? So I'm going to start here with one of my favorite Power BI. How many of you have Twitter accounts? Can I request you to take your phones out right now? We'll test it out. Let's see if it works. Yeah? And if it doesn't work, I already have excuses. Come on. I mean, you know, I can. So let's try this out. I'm going to have fun with you. So why don't you please take your phones out right now and you know, get ready to tweet. Yes? And so what we'll do is kind of a competition. It's a small thing, 2 minutes, you know. So what I have is a real-time dashboard, folks, right now, monitoring the hashtags of HoloLens, Power BI, and Surface. Choose any of these hashtags and tweet something, you know, right now, positive or neutral. Okay, fine. Why did I not say negative? Because, you know, we are running Azure Machine Learning in action here. So machine learning looks at your tweet, you know, and basically when you're tweeting, look at this. Millions of tweets coming in right now from all over the world, HoloLens, Power BI, Surface. So as you are tweeting as of this moment, it's actually monitoring all this good stuff. You can see what are the Power BI tweets, what are the Surface tweets from all over the world. You can see all this good stuff. So as you're tweeting, the first thing that happens is machine learning says, is it a positive tweet or neutral tweet? If it's negative, we don't allow that because it's a demo. I can't show swearing words, you know, on the screen. So that happens, positive or neutral. Then after that gets processed with the whole, in Azure, we have this whole storage where it gets processed, you know, with Hadoop. And then it goes through stream analytics, really. There's no Hadoop process, really. Azure stream analytics processes it and sends it directly to the Power BI dashboard. That's what you're looking at right here, you know, if you are, you know, right there. So now one of the cool things we have with Power BI, with Cortana Intelligence, is you can ask questions. So you can say, hey, you know what, show me count of tweets, you know, show count of tweets by, this is an impromptu demo, I did not plan to show it to you, but I'm just going to do it, you know, hey, this is warming up, whatever is happening. Show count of tweets by hashtag, you know, so let's see if there's a wired connection here. Is there a wired internet here? So let's see, maybe wired, no wires, okay, well, it's okay, we'll play by this thing. So then essentially what happens is as you're tweeting, you can ask the questions, the tweet shows up here, and hopefully it will explore why, you know, there we go. It shows up in real time here and on the dashboard, okay? That's the main thing I was trying to show you. Now, one thing I want to show you is also the custom visuals we now have with the, here we go. Is any of your names, let me see if you are here. Ryan? Ryan is here, okay, cool. And HoloLens is going to go to booth, Surface, go, great demo, HoloLens, okay. Who's HoloLens from Power BI, huh? Who's Kada? Kada, okay, so since are you the first person whose tweet is appearing here? Am I right? I think so. I mean, you know, control plus whatnot, you know, there we go, folks. HoloLens is great. So I'm going to give you a transformer pen for that one. Give her a big round of applause, folks, come on. What is most fascinating here is you all are part of the demo here real time. You're able to tweet, gets processed machine learning, gets in the big data, gets onto stream analytics and goes to Power BI all in real time. Isn't that fascinating? You know, it was never possible before. And it's not super hard either. So now one thing I want to show you though is one more thing here. I want to show you a cool visual. I've not shown at this conference so far, but you can see this one right here. Since you have been so patient with me, look at this. All the hashtags that are being monitored right now, all the tweeters that are being monitored here, look at that. In the center is HoloLens. On the edges is all these people. So you can see, you know, HoloLens and Power BI. I want to see, you know, how are those two, you know, those two for this particular, you know, window. Who are the tweeters common to both of those scenarios? You see, so you can see this. Look at that. Huh? Can I get a round of applause, folks? This is exciting stuff. This is this person like Jose. You know, he's doing this in real time. You can see the network graph. You can have, by the way, it's very, it's so much fun. You know, you can play the ball, the whole thing. Yes, look at this. It's fun. Okay, cool. I had to have some afternoon fun. Come on, it's a fun session here with all of you. These are my best moments on the job, so it's fun. Now, let's go back. So what I showed you was, folks, on this diagram, just to explain everything, the data was coming from social. It went through in front of you through Event Hub. It went to Stream Analytics. Then with machine learning in action, it went all to the Power BI dashboard. You with me? Okay, cool. So now next, Who wants to use, okay, how many of you actually have data sets on-premise that you cannot move to cloud? Is it still relevant? Of course it is. Absolutely it is relevant, you know, because on-premise is important. So guess what? We learned, and we SQL Server 2016. Now you can have very super fast analysis services 2016. If you are using analysis services from previous versions, you will love this one, because direct query actually works very, very, like, super fast. You should really try this out with Power BI and also the cube themselves, the tabular model, I mean, you know, super fast. We are also supporting multi-dimensional enhancements here as well. So once you have that, you have two options, basically. You keep your data on-premise in the cubes or wherever they are, and then move them to the SSRS. Anybody using reporting services at all? Many of you are. So you know that there's a new facelift. I'm going to show you a demo in the next couple of minutes here. And are you willing to stay with me for next 10 minutes after 1 o'clock? Is that okay? I want to show you the best part of the demo is yet to come. So here we go, folks. Cubes, models, on-premise. Reporting services delivered on-premise. We have new mobile reporting with DataZen that we acquired before. You have that. Other option is everything through Power BI in the cloud, right here. And we have a third option, hybrid. Remember the word hybrid today. You keep analysis services as secure, as intact as possible. And through Power BI, you can have live interactivity, or you can just have, you know, caching done, not all kinds of options, direct query. So you have hybrid opportunities with Microsoft. Power BI is awesome. I love this thing, you know, because, you know, we have 5 million plus subscribers now. It's growing. 200,000 plus organizations using it already within 1 year of launch. Really encourage you to try this out. I'm not going to educate you fully on this thing today, but I want to show you some fascinating demos. Power BI Desktop, how many of you have installed it? This tool is worth it. It's free, first of all. You're not paying $2,000 per seat. So just go ahead, download Power BI Desktop, try it out, and you will love it. So let's try the demos. No more slides anymore. Okay. So I want to show you my two demos. So one of them is about reporting services. Yeah? So here we are, the brand new face of reporting services, the web portal in SQL Server 2016. As you can see, you can have KPIs, mobile reporting. This is DataZen acquisition we had before, right here. Okay, folks? Mobile reports. They're called mobile reports in SQL Server 2016. Reporting services, reports, Power BI Desktop. Now, for next 3 minutes, I would like you to help me investigate a crime that's happening, a fraud detection scenario, yes? So, you know, I always ask people, how many of you believe in enjoying every moment? So I'm going to ask you, how many of you believe in enjoying every moment in life? You do, right? So for the next 10 minutes that I have with you, how about we enjoy every moment? You answer, get excited. So are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. This is my one of those demos which I worked very, very hard on. It's called Dream Demo, Demo for Retail Experience. Let's see analytics of marketing, DREM. So here we go. We are looking at this reporting services report in Miami store. Anybody from Florida here? No, so Miami store right there. Look at this, the new face of reporting services. Isn't that beautiful? You always wanted it, and you know, come on, claps, you know, this is exciting stuff. Look at that. Now, what's happening in this Miami store is, folks, revenue is okay. Profit margin has been decreasing, yes? You can see the line, profit margin is decreasing. Can any of you guess why profit margin is decreasing? You all are business experts. Anybody, any guesses from the chart here? Sorry? Yes, so returns have been increasing, profit margin decreasing, returns increasing, but you know what, we're going to do advanced analytics. So as part of SQL Server 2016, you can run R, sophisticated R models within the database engine. So we ran that. By the way, this scenario is based on a real partner, their name is SysRepublic. They have real customers behind the scenes. I cannot tell you customer names, a fraud detection scenario. But it's real scenarios, I'm showing you, real world story. So what happened in the Miami store? They ran through millions of transactions. A Benford's law was applied in the database engine. And they found out transactions that start in two, that's where fraud is happening. So $2 transaction, $200, $2 million. That's where fraud is happening. Now you can focus on that, like minority report. Oh, here we go. Now where do we go next? We have terminal 1, 2, and 3. Which terminal do you think fraud is happening at? 3. So what is happening, what is the story goes, the terminal 3, the cashier, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., whatever the store opened, he was taking $200 worth of item returns. He was taking them to the back of the warehouse, and they were being stolen by his accomplices. And it's only funny that, somebody was playing the song in the store, bad boys, what you gonna, okay, fine, it's a joke. that was just a joke. No, not really happened. So that's the thing. Now, the CEO was actually in Singapore. He wanted to see mobile reports on his iPhone. So let's see what we can do. So I want to show you, here's an iPhone, yes? And this is where we'll pray that my display will not go dark. I will have no problems after I reconnect from here, okay? We'll try this out. Life is good so far, so let's see. So on an iPhone, look at that, folks. You can see all the KPIs and everything, and I'm showing you a mobile report, which is, for Miami store, the CXO can see this. And basically, you know what? Look at that. And come on, folks. Come on. Let's see how exciting is this. Good stuff. Look at that. And it's fast and furious. Is that exciting? Yes? Cool. That's your mobile reporting. All on-premise. Nothing is in the cloud so far. Was that?
Not in Azure.
Everything on-premise. Now you can have it. Yes? You always wanted it. Now we've delivered this part for you. Come on, guys. Yes? Good job. Thank you for showing the excitement. Now, let's go back to cloud, because cloud is inevitable. You know that. So I have to say that. Cloud is good as well. It's a hybrid approach, So let's go back to cloud now. Now I'm going to show you the scenario. That's the second part of my demo, which starts right now. And in the next 10 minutes, you'll hear a new story. It's still a retail, but it's a story from a real customer. And their name is Lion. Have you heard of Lion? From Australia, from New Zealand. They actually sell interesting stuff. So they sell alcohol, beverages, and also cheese products and stuff. And they use Cortana Intelligence, and they increase their sales by 15%. And they increase their margin by 22%. So you know how? Alrighty, so I'm going to tell you how. What they did is they deployed Kinect sensors in the stores. So when you go to Amazon, okay, of course everybody goes on Amazon, yes, Amazon. Amazon knows who you are. They recommend you products that you like, and you're most likely to buy them, yes? But when you go to physical stores, all of us are shoppers, right? You go to your favorite store, Nordstrom, Macy's, doesn't matter. When you go to stores, do they actually know you? They don't. You're walking like strangers in the stores, and nobody knows you who you are. So imagine this thing, what they did. They deployed these Kinect sensors in the store, yes? And I'm going to tell you the rest of the story after 3 minutes. In the meantime, let me show you this. I took their story from Lion. Then we combined it with one of our partners. Their name is Solomon Consulting. They're a specialist in this IoT sensors, tracking, and all this good stuff. So we combined the story, call it Northwind Traders, and I'm showing this to you, okay? So of course, data has to be masked. I can't show you real data from Lion. So here we go. It's any business. You are from oil and gas industry, doesn't matter. It's all about three things. First, based on past, you want to take a decision for the present. Yes? Based on past, decision for the present. That's these first two sections. The next one is real time. Based on present moment, I want to take a decision for the next moment. And that's your real-time analytics. I showed you in the Twitter pieces as well. Okay? The third piece is you want to predict the future. Okay? Past, present, future. Okay. So they wanted to see these campaigns in November, what happened. So with Power BI Dashboard, welcome. I'm showing best part of the demo, so you can see, join us here, totally fine. So this is my favorite. So look at this. Within the 7 campaigns were launched, and we had all these campaigns from email, which one is popular? So using Power BI, of course, data set is behind the scenes. Oh, Be Unique was popular right here, okay? But then using social, so everything is about social these days, social, what happened. So on social, Enjoy the Moment was popular. And look at that. On Enjoy the Moment, you click, and now you can know why was it popular. Apparently, when people are very, very happy, when they are having cocktail with friends, hashtag, So that's when they're positive tweets, Next day, if you ask them to do the workout, too much effort. Okay, that was a joke. Okay, fine. So what they did over there was essentially the following. Now let's get serious about the business scenario from Lion. They deployed all these Kinect sensors in the stores, yes? As people are coming in, and this is exactly what they did. Where's my water? Okay, here we go. So imagine this is a red wine, Napa Valley wine, yeah? And I'm going to can I request you to be my customer? Yes? Okay, so what's your name?
Donnie.
Who else wants to be my customer? Any volunteers? Anybody else wants to be two customers? I need two people. Sure. Yes? Okay, you can join me. Yeah, you can join me. That doesn't matter. So that's fine. So you have a seat here. So let's say you come into the store. Now this is a red wine. Yes, and the bottle is there. The Kinect is watching them. Yeah. Now go ahead. You can touch this wine. Touch it. Yeah, you touch it. Yeah, it's fine. As soon as it touches the wine, guess what? The screen over here starts playing a video about Napa Valley wine. Once upon a time in the Napa Valley, this wine was discovered, blah, blah, blah. Now you are the next customer. You're there, and here's a Bacardi rum, you know, and you touch it. Then the video starts playing with Bacardi rum. Now what's the big deal? The big deal is the scenario, they were excited, enchanted, that is, you know, something more I'm knowing about the product. And then the sales associate showed up and says, hi, how you doing? How can I help? It's a conversation starter. Their sales doubled, increased to 15%, margin by 22%. Fascinating story, right? So what I'm going to do is, based on this data, now imagine in a store, there are 50 sensors. Okay, so far? Now imagine 100 stores worldwide. 5,000 sensors sending information during Thanksgiving to the cloud, IoT, processes it, shows up in a Power BI dashboard. And now here's what the information they can derive. I took the scenario from Australia and made it all generic all over the world. So here we go. So you can see here in US, look at that. The time people are coming into the stores is around noontime. Yes? All this information, right? Thousands of sensors. In Spain, anybody from Spain? Siesta time, 3 p.m., you know. And then, of course, have you seen this fish visual we have? You know, it's a custom visual. It's a more profitable products are bigger fish. When fish is dying, that means products are not profitable. You know, it's really, really fun. It's a custom visual. It's just for fun, you know. You can see this, you know. All right, fine. Okay, so now the best part of the demo starts right now. What I'm going to do is invite two of you to come over here, please. Just join me here. Yeah, totally fine. Come on over. It's all good. I'm not going to bite. It's going to be fun, you know, especially. So enjoy the moment. Now imagine there are shoppers in the mall. You all are there, but they're in the shoppers right now. And they're looking at this kiosk. Imagine you're at Nordstrom, wherever you are, you know. All right. Showing you these ads. Touch here for an immersive experience. So I'll request you to touch the next screen for me. You know, with this one. Please go ahead, touch it. Touch it, please touch it. Yeah, it's fine. Good, thank you. So what happens next is, essentially, now there's a Kinect sensor. This is a simple camera, doesn't have to be Kinect, any camera. There's a camera, Logitech camera, doesn't matter, right? So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to have you smile at the camera, and it's going to take your picture, it's going to predict your age and gender. Is that okay? So don't worry about it. Whatever happens in Atlanta stays in Atlanta. I'm going to delete the picture. So let's smile. One, two, three, and... It's always a risky demo, you know that. It's a fun demo, we'll see how it goes. And now, let's see. So based on who you are, it's going to recommend some products. You know, and based on your age, gender, and so see that, this is interesting, huh? There was a reflection over there, and this is great. So 57, 29, you don't have to tell me the age or anything. You know, you're fine, you're good. But look at that. It guessed their age, gender, and their moment, happiness or sad. So then you can talk to this thing, you can say, you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We'll do it again. I love it. It's so good, isn't it? This wine is beautiful, you know. So here I'm showing you text API, speech API, cognitive services. You can talk through this. Imagine you're just looking at this, you know, let's say Robert, you're here, right? And Robert, you're just looking at this thing and saying, you know, would you like this basket?
No, that's not my style.
No. So look at that. Sentiment was 23% and did not add to the cart. So just like this, you can keep talking to this thing. It keeps adding these things to the cart and all the stuff. Now guess what happens? Now let's say, Robert, you have you are the loyal customer of theirs. Then you have an app like Nordstrom, you know, I love Nordstrom, I guess. So then what happens there is then you have this app. This wish list gets synced with your phone automatically through the Bluetooth. And then you can say, hi, Cortana, or hi, Northwind Traders, where is this glass of red wine located? It tells you where it is located. Is that fascinating? Can I get a round of applause? And give them a round of applause for being my customers. You know, thank you, folks. Now, that is exciting. Guess what? That was one of those scenarios, one sensor. Now imagine, again, as I said to you, Christmas time. All stores are busy. Hundreds of stores all over the world, 5,000 sensors sending information in real time. So then this data is being pumped up to this stream analytics here in live action. You can see that you know what, this, how long are people staying in this aisle versus that aisle, what is working, what is not working. You can change this thing, stuff dynamically during this stuff, right? Okay, so it's 110. What I'm going to do is, when is the next session? When was the next session?
135.
Sorry? 135. You want to spend 5 more minutes with me? All right, I'll show you a stretch demo, which I was not planning to show. So, Power BI Desktop is super powerful, and I'm going to show you a SandDance visual. And if you have seen SandDance, only you have seen Chris. Okay, so net new, two of you. So I want to show you something fun here. And look at that, folks. That was, whatever I showed you was end-user experience. Now, let's talk about an analyst. Analyst wants to make sense using one of these, Power BI Desktop. He wants to make sense out of this large 30,000 transaction data set. In next 3 minutes, the analyst wants to find out some insights on that one, right? You know. So what we do is, in this Power BI Desktop, here we go, folks. Uh-oh, auto recovery. I don't want that. You know, so that's not a good sign. Remove the files. It's all good. We'll see. So what I'm showing you is, I have all this data set I just need to find the right file. Just give me 30 seconds, I'll find it. Okay, one more time. I'll finish in less than 5 because totally. So final. Okay, I know. It's a stretch demo. I was not planning to show you, but let's do it. Send. There we go, folks. So with Power BI Desktop, by the way, you can get to 40 plus, 50 plus data sources, SAP HANA, SAP BW, Google Analytics, all kinds of data sources, literally, into Power BI dashboard. So you have all, look at this. This is the list we have, folks, and it's really impressive. And these guys keep change, every month it gets updated. Look at that. So I'm just doing a very, 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 very quick, you know, scenario for you. But look at this. It's new. It's SandDance. So we have this 30,000 transactions data sets. I want to know which ones are. Each data point is a transaction, okay? So it's a piece of sand, a grain of sand. So what I want to find out is, what are the, let's prioritize this data set or sort this by profit margin, yeah? Within 2 minutes, I'll show you something fun here, within two. Look at that, profit margin. And then I go to pellets, and I want to really see spectral. These are the transactions of most profitable transactions. Fine. I want to do more. Let's organize this. Sand is dancing. I want to play some music here, by the way, next time in the demo. So look at that. It's good stuff. You can organize this all by latitude, longitude. That's not so useful. So let's do this by region. Look at that. So in Africa, what transactions are useful? Everything is a U and I. What we can do also is a scatter chart here. And I want to really show this data set to you with the longitude. So look at that. Come on, that's exciting. Where else will you see the only when sand dance, and what you can do here is you can look at zoom it in, and now you can go inside of that. Okay, what is happening in the state of US? And I can see the anomaly happening here in this region. So I can zoom into that one, or I can just go to one data point. For example, I'll just do this part here. So let's say if I choose this data point, what is this data point all about? So I can select that one. There we go. And I can look information at all of this. So all this information is available for you to see each data point, you know, and all this stuff. You can find anomalies very quickly with all this stuff and other good stuff. Alrighty, folks. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to end this demo with a fun 30 seconds with all of you, since we really enjoyed this moment together. So how about all of us think as if, we are all shoppers at the house, and we're going to take a picture and going to just have fun with this, yes? I would like you to take a selfie with me. That's all it is, you know. And do you mind taking a picture of all of us? I'm going to treasure these moments with all of you. So I would like you to take a picture when I say yay. Yeah? So what I would like you to do is, if you really enjoyed the session, I would like you to, when I say 1, 2, 3, I would have to say yay, and then just do whatever, yeah? Enjoying. So 1, 2, 3, yay! Awesome, I love it, you know. So let's see what happens. Again, hey, it's too many people. It's a risky demo, but let's see what happens after this. This tool will either crash or it will try to predict as many, you know, what you can. So Look at that, folks. If your picture is there, give yourself a big round of applause. It doesn't matter how accurate it is, but the camera was able to capture all these pictures, and it was able to crush. So give yourself a big round of applause. So my name is Sanjay Soni, and you, Technical Product Marketing, Power BI. I want to promote a couple of sessions for you to attend this week. One of them is a customer session on Thursday at 2 p.m. is transforming your business through self-service analytics. It's a real customer story from Meyer Foods, how they implement Power BI for like thousands of users. Yeah, and then I'm going to do a 5-minute demo during that session. And there's another session which is about end-to-end business analytics using solution templates. So you can get started with Arun and I presenting. And have a great time. If you have any questions, I'm here for you. I'll be here, I guess. Thank you.